It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
That's an unfortunate day for sports fans.
No.
A legend gunned down in his prime, as it were.
Yeah, 90 years old.
90 years old.
90.
But one that I think whether you're 15 years old, whether you're 75, 80 years old, you know Bob Uecker for so many things. Whether it's Mr. Belvedere.
George Owens.
Whether it's...
Back when a sports writer could have a butler.
There you go. Whether it's sitting in the play-by-play box for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Cleveland Indians.
Or Cleveland Indians. Or Miller Lite ads.
Indeed.
Bob Uecker is
such an
interesting guy.
And getting mixed up for Bob Barker with Bob Barker for 25 years.
Yeah, that is true.
They happen all the time.
That is true. Bob Uecker is, he's truly, 90 years old. Mm-hmm. We've had this conversation about Dick LeBeau,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like, yeah, it's surprising. Didn't serve in the military, right? Missed Korea because mm-hmm. he was too young. Missed Vietnam because he was too old. Bob Uecker, the year after the Korean War ended, enlisted.
Mm-hmm.
And he was...
Because he was born in 35, so he misses World War One.
He was... Or World War II. Yeah. So he ended up, like, in the military, and then out of the military, signs with the Milwaukee Braves
mm-hmm.
and, or the Milwaukee Brewers, the minor league team, and then ends up with his hometown team. He's from Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Braves. He ends up having like a 14-year career in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them in the bigs, but plays for four different teams, gets a World Series with the Cardinals in 64 and was a solid, just like role playing catcher, right?
Just a solid baseball player.
He then goes directly into the broadcast booth mm-hmm. in 1971.
71.
He went from 71 till this past year mm-hmm. calling games for the Brewers, man.
That was the Brewers' second year after moving from Seattle.
And Bob Uecker, the fact that he went from that in being in Milwaukee to then become an actor
mm-hmm.
and like coinciding with baseball season, which don't know if people know this, not a short season.
No.
And to like tape Mr. Belvedere and to do movies like Major League,
mm-hmm.
like it was incredible, but his personality is really what kind of shined through all of it.
And that was the thing is like, he was himself in those things.
Yeah. Yeah. After Vin Scully died, Bob Uecker was number two for active guys.
Games called.
No. Active guys calling games continuously for the same team because, the other guy's a Royals guy. Oh God, what's his name?
I forget his name. Jerry, but they brought it up on Dirt and Spring. Yeah.
It wasn't. What's his name with the Yankees?
No.
Oh.
No. Not Sterling.
Huh.
No. 54 years. Do you know when he got actually signed a contract though? To be the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I would say it's probably in the '80s.
1971 is when he started.
Yeah, I would say like 86.
He did not sign a contract until 2021.
Holy.
Yeah.
So
that's when his SAG benefits
50 years.
His SAG benefits expired and they changed the way that you could get your health insurance. So he was on a handshake agreement from 1971 to 2021 calling games for the Brewers and be like, "Yeah, I'll call this many games for you every year." And that was he was like one of the biggest voices in play-by-play sport.
But I mean, if you do him wrong.
Yeah, but he
the
also...
The wrath that would come down upon you.
He also was throwing the Brewers a solid by saying, we don't even need to pay your insurance or anything. You're not really an employee of ours. We just want you on our game. So he got paid to do those, obviously, but no benefits until 2021. He did not sign a contract.
Well, and many people forget this was the walkout music for the first pitcher that he ever introduced.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. But yeah.
One of the greatest side roles in cinematic history.
One of the most identifiable.
Harry Doyle.
Yeah.
Harry Doyle.
Harry Doyle.
We're in the top of the ninth, leading 10-7. Bases loaded, two down. And Rick Vaughn has come on to try and nail it down against Felipe Aguilar, a dangerous right-handed batter. Here's the pitch.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Quotable. I mean, that movie came out in, what, 89?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 88, 89, something like that.
Everybody still quotes that movie.
I mean, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
One of my favorite lines in that is when he takes the pull of Jack Daniels and he goes, nobody's bleeping listening anyways. Covers the mics. You can't say that.
He was, but that his personality is exactly why.
That's him being
he
him.
Worked. Yeah. And he was so self-deprecating throughout his entire career. Like he was a catcher in Major League Baseball for several years.
A World Series winning catcher.
He was mostly like a backup, but he was a guy that like he would always downplay, not make it about him, but also make it totally about him. You know, like the trick to catching a knuckleball pitcher is just wait for it to stop rolling because he had like more pass balls than anybody because he was Phil Niekro's catcher.
Oh.
And so he was a knuckleball catcher and he was just like, dude, I don't even know what's going to happen here. But
nobody
whatever.
Knows where this is going. We're both guessing.
Well, I remember on the way in this morning, too, listening to, again, my favorite morning show, Dirt and Sprague. They shared an anecdote about how he was on a late night show, whatever, interview, talking about how he was named one year the Minor League Baseball Player of the Year. And he said it would have been great, except I was in the big leagues for 2 years by that point.
He was on Johnny Carson. He was a regular on Carson's show. And the first year he went on was 71 when he started calling games for the Brewers or the Milwaukee Braves. I think at the time, no, they were the Brewers then.
71 was, yes, the Brewers. It was their second year after moving from Seattle.
But he went on Carson, and as the story goes, like Carson shook everybody's hand at the end. He overheard him say to Ed McMahon, did this guy really play Major League Baseball? Like, he had no idea who Bob Uecker actually was. He ended up going on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson 62 times.
Which is insane.
And the first time he came on, it was like Johnny didn't understand his dry personality. And he ended it with this story, which I think, this is 1971. This still rings true.
I played Little League Baseball, and I think really too much emphasis is put on winning and losing with Little League players, really. I know I tell my boy, he comes home and talks about not playing or another boy is better than he is. And I tell him to, well, you've got to work harder, you've got to play more, you've got to try and do your job better. And then, of course, if he's still better than you are, well, then it's up to you to get him on the side and just hit him with a bat or something.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
71 before Nancy Kerrigan, before Tonya Harding. Maybe that's where like the idea spawned, and then 20 years later, here comes Jeff Galooly,
Bob Uecker, Sean Eklund.
Maybe.
You know, somebody chimed in on the Vancouver Ford text line of one of the very subtle but great lines of Major League. Was the dynamite drop in, Monty?
That broadcasting school is really paying off.
The first time, I just remember like rewatching that as an adult, and that line hitting so much harder just because you're like, no, that's a really like that had to be improv. Like that just had to be like they were just letting the B-roll go and just like, hey, you know what, do a couple more takes and see what happens.
Yeah. He was also like, think about Bob Uecker. He's 90 years old. Mm-hmm. In the 60s, he played with Bob Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
And there was on that very first, I went down like the deep, dark rabbit hole mm-hmm. of Bob Uecker today, reading just everything about him. So on that very first episode of Carson, he brought a bunch of pictures of like, you know, guys celebrating. And Johnny's like, is this when you, like they're pouring beer all over him. Mm-hmm. They're like, is this when you won the World Series? And he's like, he goes, no, that's actually when the guys found out that I wasn't going to be playing in the lineup that day. So, you know, like he's there. And then it showed one of him pounding a beer and they're like, so is this you celebrating the World Series? He's like, no, that's me just getting ready for the game.
Yep.
That's how I prepared.
Yep.
But he also had one of him with the tuba and he goes, yeah, actually this got me a $200 fine because they had a bunch of bands out on the field. To play the national anthem, and it was batting practice, and he goes, I was catching fly balls in my tuba. He picked up one of the tubas and actually was catching BP in the tuba, got fined $275. But he also had a picture of him in the team photo of the St. Louis Cardinals mm-hmm. in 1964, and he goes, yeah, this one also got Bob Gibson and I fined. Mind you, this is the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He and Bob Gibson were holding hands in the St. Louis Cardinals team photo, and they did it as a gag, and that's the one they ended up using. They took like 10 pictures, but that's the one they ended up using.
They didn't have digital photos back then.
No. And so, but think about that. It wasn't just two guys holding hands in a picture back then.
Mm-hmm.
It was a black guy and a white guy
yeah.
holding hands in a picture, and he just didn't matter to him.
Mind, no.
None of that mattered to Bob Uecker at all. And that's like just kind of the person that he was mm-hmm. and the personality that he was. He was totally out there, but he was an awesome guy all the way around.
RIP to an absolute legend.
Yeah.
One of the best to ever do it, Bob Uecker. You know, he will be missed.